off day in the Big Apple. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It was an ugly finish to an otherwise stellar homestand for the Brewers. A ninth inning, two out, game-tying home run from former Brewer Orlando Arcia on Sunday, helping lift baseball's worst team by far, the Rockies, past the Brewers. That's baseball. It happens, but it ruined what could have been a welcome sweep. The crew off tonight. They'll open up a three-game series against the New York Mets tomorrow. They've been reeling the last several weeks, the Mets having gone just 3-13 since June 13th. In the Central tonight, just two games. St. Louis is at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati is at Boston. A Wisconsin sports legend has passed away.
Charismatic trained by Lucas on the outside. Now Lucas running 1-2. Charismatic on the outside. Takes command on the inside. Cat thief in the middle of the track. Menefee is flying. But it's Charismatic holding on to win it by a head.
Hall of Fame horse trainer Dwayne Lucas has died at age 89. Lucas, born in Antigo, college educated at UW-Madison. He taught high school in lacrosse and then went into horse racing. His horses won four Kentucky Derbies, the Preakness seven times, and four Belmont Stakes. NBA free agency has begun, although players cannot officially agree to new deals before next week. Bobby Portis is returning to the Bucks on a three-year extension. He announced that himself on social media. One of the biggest things that he likes about the Bucks is head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Portis's deal is worth a reported $44 million over the next 3 years. Not returning necessarily, guard Kevin Porter Jr. He's declining his player option. He's an unrestricted free agent. And former Bucks forward Joe Ingles will sign a one-year $3.6 million deal to return to the Timberwolves. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.